More of the music issues and other forms of liturgy, music, and fun here on iSnark, episode number 158, right now!
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark!
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Liturgies drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark, lift high the roaring snark, proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Baseball Super Freaks. And now, the man with the really freaky Facebook profile picture... Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Angosum Brianis Mikaelis Pagina, your friendly neighborhood iSnark. Got a number of things going on this time around. First of all, just had a good-sized cyst removed from the back of my neck this Friday just passed. Nothing to be alarmed about. It had grown over the past couple of years, and I really didn't have time to have it taken out. Finally, it bothered me enough to, you know, where I said, the hell with it, it's going to come out. I'll have my stitches out in a couple of weeks, and I'll feel like a new man so far. So, what do you think of Scott Brown winning the Senate seat that was long occupied by Ted Kennedy, huh? Yeah. Hey, sure beats letting the Obamacare bill fly through. Hey, speaking of Scott Brown, you want to watch something funny? I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to this takeoff on, if you remember that commercial, I'm Spartacus, I'm Spartacus, I'm Spartacus. Well, we got a lovely little takeoff that was done by one of our blogger buddies. The Catholic caveman, or as he likes to be known in Latin, Vis Pelunce Catholicus. Something really hilarious. But yeah, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes to that video. Quite nice. I have it posted on my blog, but he has it posted on his. I'll give him the courtesy. We'll put it on his. Hey, here's a good one, too. Conan O'Brien gets $45 million severance package from NBC. $12 million for his staff, another $33 million for him to leave The Tonight Show and give it back to Jay Leno. Now, of course, what stinks is he can't talk smack about NBC for the next 5 years. So, really, to me, that's not severance pay. That's just sheer shut-up money. That's all it is, shut-up money. Anyways, I've been a Letterman fan myself all this time. I still am. Although I do have a favorite feature from Conan's show, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. I do like Letterman over Conan, and I do like Letterman way over Leno. However, you still can't top Johnny Carson. Now, in light of all this, okay, all these late-night talk show wars and people getting canceled and all this stuff and time shifts, I have an advantage over all that, okay? You see, it may not be money. Do you know what that advantage is that I have over all these highly paid talk show guys? Independence. Only one person can cancel the iSnark, and that is the iSnark himself, yours truly. I don't have to worry about some station or network canceling me. I'll stop when I say stop. Simple as that. Now for some matters liturgical. Some of you may have heard that around the same time the new Mass translation is to take place, whenever that'll be, GIA Publications is going to be coming up with, finally, a new edition of Worship. This will be Worship 4th Edition, or as we'll probably call it for short, Worship 4. Now, first of all, as many of you know, the Worship series of hymnals seems to be the current GIA series that has the highest ratio of traditional styles of hymnody compared to any of the other so-called gems, gather, ritual song, Catholic community hymnal. Worship 2, when it came out in 1975, had about the best selection of hymns at the time. Worship 3rd Edition, which many of us refer to for short as Worship 3, came out in 1986. Now, the book still had a lot of good music, but had a few more issues than Worship 2. I'd say the biggest issue was probably inclusive language. Another big liturgical mistake that entered Worship 3 was the inclusion of all songs, Gather Us In. Anyways, over the past few years, I've been contemplating what I would like to have seen Worship 4 become. You know, what it should be like. Not that it would be like, but, you know, I've always had this gut feeling anyways, it should be like and would be like would be two different things. One of the things I would have liked to see was that some of the stuff that was dropped from Worship 2 be restored. Now, I don't mean goofy stuff like No Use Knocking or Lord of the Dance or some of that goofy Sidney Carter stuff. But we're talking titles like For the Beauty of the Earth, Restored to the Tune Dix, Glorious Things of the Spoken, A Message Came to a Maiden Young, Godfather Praise and Glory, Godhead Here in Hiding, Who Are These at Ernest Knock? Now, another vision would have been to have the original text restored instead of having them blatantly bastardized for political correctness. After all, I am a firm believer that politically correct and liturgically correct are two different things, and politically correct and morally correct are usually two different things. Instead, GIA gives us these so-called bragging rights. This is how they're talking up Worship 4. Lots will be new. Unlike its two most recent predecessors, the 4th edition will be comprehensive, much in the style of GIA's ritual song. While it will still include a substantial collection of the finest organ-based hymnody, it will also include the best love contemporary music and shorter world music pieces. A significant amount of core material will have Spanish translations. The single feature about which we are most enthusiastic, though, is its wide range of exploration of hymn texts by modern writers. Those writing for today's church, for immediate accessibility, a majority of these hymns will be matched with well-known, well-loved tunes. And what you want to be careful about, by the way, is not having too many hymns to the same tune. And GIA has done that with Gather, Comprehensive, both editions. They've done it with Catholic Community Hymnal. They've done it partly with Ritual Song, but not as bad, where X amount of hymns are set to the tune Old Hundredth, X amount of hymns to St. Thomas, etc., etc. Here's something else I found, too. We got an interview, all right, that I found on a blog called Pray Tell. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. In addition to confirming what I read from GIA's website, here's a snippet of the interview between the Pray Tell blog and Bob Battistini. Pray Tell asks, "Traditionalism is on the rise in liturgy, and some people are talking about more chant, fewer hymns, and more proper antiphons and the like. Will Worship 4 bend to meet any of these new needs?" So Bob Battistini responds by saying, "Well, like Worship 3, there will be a fair amount of chant, but certainly not enough for those who desire to move more heavily in that direction. Regarding the hymn versus introit matter, though, some people are talking." That "some people are talking" are in quotes. "By far, the most common practice in American parishes, and for almost 50 years has been, to begin the liturgy with a hymn. Worship 4 is being designed to give those parishes the best collection of hymns published since Vatican II. Really? In an effort to merge hymn singing with the intent of the introit antiphons, Worship 4 will include the most developed hymn of the day compilation ever assembled. The work of fine contemporary hymn writers is being wedded to well-known tunes from throughout the hymnic tradition, offering a hymn closely tied to each Sunday of the three-year lectionary." Now, one thing to realize is that the originally intended purpose of having hymns at Mass to begin with was actually for low Mass, so that there was some sort of singing then by the congregation. High Mass already has its own music, as does the sung Mass as we know it today. In the case of today's sung Mass, as a matter of fact, I can see hymns sung in addition to the propers, but they shouldn't be sung instead of the propers. That is, unless there is a hymn that fully utilizes the text of the proper. The other question we have here. In some cases, Worship 2 has had traditional hymnal language, but Worship 3 revised text to eliminate most of the these and thous. Will Worship 4 continue this policy? So, Mr. Battistini replies, in some cases, yes, and in others, no. One only hopes that we learn from what we do well and learn from what we do less well. We are rethinking every text to be included in the new edition. Unlike past hymnals, which took on text editing as part of the overall process, we have assembled a sophisticated text committee for this hymnal, which is carefully analyzing every text going into the book. We are striving to create a superb collection of texts which are theologically, grammatically, and inspirationally sound, and yet speak to 21st century Catholics. Well, here's a little help here, Bob, okay? 21st century Catholics, as well as 20th century Catholics and Catholics of any other century, are pretty much smart enough to comprehend an intelligent liturgy with the proper catechesis. They don't need to be dumbed down. Oh, and do me a huge favor, Bob. When you put together Worship 4, please include the real faith of our fathers and not this a living faith crap which you have stuck in every hymnal since Ritual Song. All right. Now on a happy note. This weekend I had the pleasure of covering at the organ for a really good friend of mine. I'll have the music list for that later on in our show. And on the next three weekends following, I'll be covering at the organ console at this small chapel run by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. The unique thing is that this chapel is behind a shopping mall. We'll have the music for those masses as they happen. I did do some substitute work last October at that same chapel, thanks to a nice reference from Rich over at the Catholic Light blog. Well, I think I've blabbed enough right now, and it's high time we say hi to the jungle screechers.
Feast of the week! Feast of the week!
Thank you, jungle screechers! Well, let's take a look at our feast for the week, beginning Monday the 25th up to Sunday the 31st. Start with Monday the 25th in both forms, ordinary and extraordinary. Conversion of St. Paul. In the ordinary form, it's a feast. In the extraordinary form, third class. Vestment color, white. Tuesday the 26th in the ordinary form, Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops. That is a memorial. Vestment color, white. And in the extraordinary form, St. Polycarp, bishop and martyr. That's a third class vestment color, and that one is red. Polycarp was often noted as a disciple of John. It is also reported that when Polycarp's killers failed at trying to burn him at the stake, they resorted to stabbing him instead. Now, Wednesday the 27th, in the ordinary form, St. Angela Merici, a virgin, optional memorial. Vestment colors on that one is white. Of course, if you just celebrate the feria, then it's green. Extraordinary form, St. John Chrysostom, bishop, confessor, and doctor of the church. Third class feast, vestment color, white. Thursday the 28th, ordinary form, St. Thomas Aquinas, and that is a mandatory memorial. Of course, we all know St. Thomas is the author of many beautiful Eucharistic hymns. Extraordinary form, St. Peter Nolasco, third class. Low mass commemoration, St. Agnes, virgin and martyr. Vestment color in both forms, white. Oh, by the way, you may remember the story I told you when I mentioned Agnes. You may remember the story I told you last week of Agnes' half-sister, St. Emerentia. Friday the 29th, in the ordinary form,
feria.
Vestment color, green. In the extraordinary form, St. Francis de Sales, bishop, confessor, and doctor of the church. Third class feast, vestment color, white. Saturday the 30th, ordinary form, optional memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Vestment color, white for the Blessed Virgin Mary, or just for the feria, green. In the extraordinary form, St. Martina, virgin and martyr, third class. Vestment color, red. And finally, Sunday the 31st, in the ordinary form, fourth Sunday of
ordinary time.
Vestment color, green. And in the extraordinary form, Septuagesima Sunday. Yes, Septuagesima, often known as that pre-Lent or Lent before Lent. This marks the beginning of that 3-week period before Lent with the Sundays Septuagesima, Sexagesima, and Quinquagesima, marking roughly 70th, 60th, and 50th day before Easter. And of course, the Latin word for Lent, marking 40th day, Quadragesima. Just like during Lent, the Alleluia is dropped from the liturgical vocabulary during the season of Septuagesima. The tract is sung before the gospel. Vestment color, just like Lent, violet. We'll be back.
Coming up next, iSnark brings back Semi-Live, Basso Profundo, the singing fish, and Sometimes Alleluia. But first, this word of endorsement.
Watching baseball, football, a fight, or even something boring like tennis or golf, be sure to have a real Bavarian favorite at hand. König Ludwig Weissbier, or King Louis to you.
König Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. König Ludwig, King Louis to you.
Hey!
I Snark Semi-Live on US 6. Well, for the first time in eons, I get to present to you a Semi-Live segment. And today we are Semi-Live on US Route 6 right in the city of Providence. Route 6 is the second longest highway in the United States, spanning 3,207 miles from Provincetown, Massachusetts at the tip of Cape Cod, all the way down to Bishop, California, just 45 miles past the Nevada border. Route 6 is my regular route to Holy Cross Church here in the city, where I played the role of substitute organist for my good buddy Ron Almeida this weekend. Ron is the parish music director. The organ is similar to the one I played for 3 years at Holy Ghost in Tiverton. Both are Rogers Insignia Series organs. The only major difference, however, they have rocker tabs controlling the stops at the Holy Cross organ, and draw knobs controlling the stops at Holy Ghost. I didn't record anything this weekend in the line of hymns or mass music. I was going to, but my DS30, well, I did take it with me. The battery, however, you know, I put it on the night before. I had 2 out of 3 bars, no problem. When I turned it on for mass that morning, battery low signal came on. So I will have new batteries for the masses for the next 3 weeks when I go to Brockton. Well, I do have the music list for the weekend. Anyways, this is what we did. For the opening hymn, Amazing Grace, text by John Newton, who also gives us glorious things of the unspoken. And one of the things I always found funny is that how John Newton's hymns can make one side happy and make the other side, well, less than happy. And just to give you an idea, for sake of comparison, OCP and GIA will print Amazing Grace in their worship aids, but not glorious things of the unspoken. On the other hand, Adoremus Hymnal will print Glorious Things of the Unspoken, but not Amazing Grace. Go figure. The Psalm, pretty attractive setting. I kind of like this one really much. Your Words, O Lord, are Spirit and Life, the setting by Michel Guimont. The Alleluia, one of my personal favorite metrical Alleluias, the setting by Dom Gregory Murray. Offertory, Lord, When You Came to the Seashore, tune set to a Hispanic favorite, Pescador de Hombres. Of course, we use the text in English. The Sanctus, the Christ has died, and the Amen were for massive cremation. Well, okay, we did bite a bullet there. Thankfully, the Agnus Dei was not. Instead, Ron chose the setting from Holy Cross Mass by David Clark Isle, which is far superior than the Jesus Lamb of God crap from massive cremation. Communion was gift to find a sweet. I think we all know that one. And the recessional, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So next week, we will have our list for the Brockton Masses.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly.
Well. This Saturday coming, January 30th, in the extraordinary form, is the day before Septuagesima. One of the customs on the day before Septuagesima is to give the Alleluia one last blast and then bury it until the Easter Vigil. One customary hymn in English, as you'll often see designated especially for this day, is Alleluia Song of Gladness, which comes from the original Latin title Alleluia Dulce Carmen. You also see another English title that's a little bit more faithful to the Latin, Alleluia Song of Sweetness. So in honor of burying the Alleluia from the extraordinary form of the Mass for the next 10 weeks or so, here is our day before Septuagesima edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You ready for this?
The Good!
Alleluia Dulce Carmen, Alleluia Song of Sweetness, Alleluia Song of Gladness. Any of those three will work quite nicely. Use a chant tune, or use a tune specifically titled Dulce Carmen by Samuel Webb.
The Bad!
Sometimes Alleluia. Now, tell me that ain't a goofy title. Sometimes Alleluia. This was reportedly a longtime theme song for Jimmy Swaggart's TV ministries, although I've also been told that it was used for Jim and Tammy Faye Baker's ministries at PTL as well. One musician I know at one time was working in my diocese, now reportedly living on the other end of I-95, was caught using this goofy song as a meditation after communion, yes, in a Catholic church. Parish clergy was infuriated, and rightly so.
The Ugly!
Sometimes Alleluia, sung on Septuagesima Sunday.
I snark, still.
Randy, music and fun, that's us.
Hello there, this is Basso Profundo, the singing fish. In just a minute, we'll show you how to really bury the Alleluia for Septuagesima Sunday.
Don't do this at church.
Sometimes Alleluia. Sometimes praise the Lord.
He can swim down low. He can sing down low. He's
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
So, Basso, my good friend, what will you be singing today?
Well, today I'm going to help you bury the Alleluia for Septuagesima, and I have just a song for you.
It's not Sometimes Alleluia, is it?
No, and it's not that insipid Boston Celtics Alleluia either.
Oh, thank God. That's one other drinking song that I'm sick of.
Whoever wrote that one was probably thinking of an O'Doul's jingle.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Whoever wrote that one was probably thinking of an O'Doul's jingle.
Smart Alec. So, what really are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to be breaking away from the chant scene today. However, I will still be singing in Latin. How's Alleluia Dulce Carmen sound?
Perfect. Let her rip, Basso.
Alleluia Dulce Carmen Vox Perennis Gaudii. Alleluia Laus Suavis Et Coris Celestibus. Quam canum Dei manentes in domo persecula. Alleluia laeta mater concinis Jerusalem. Alleluia, vox tuorum, civium gaudentium. Exules nos flere cogunt Babylonis plumina. Alleluia, non meremur, nunc perenne salere. Alleluia, nos reatus, cogit intermittere. Tempus instat quo per acta, lugeamus crimina. Unde laudando precamur te beata Trinitas, ut tuum nobis videre Pascha Dei sine ferre, quos tibi lesi canamus, alleluia perpetuum.
Nice. We're going to leave a link for the Latin lyrics in our show notes today. How's that sound? All right. Let's go grab some Krakow, huh?
Krakowska, kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincit promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Here it is, that point in our show where we continue on with our rant about the music issues. That is the 2010 Music Issue by Oregon Catholic Press, or for short, OCP. We last left off with hymn number 623, which ended the resurrection section of the music issue. Here we're going to work a few more sections, this time Thanksgiving, Providence, not the city, but God's divine providence, morning, evening, night, nation and patriotic. Now, wouldn't that be the same? And then the so-called ritual music section, which consists of Christian initiation, penance, and reconciliation. Now, wouldn't that be the same thing? I grew up with it as penance, but someone decided to give the sacrament four more syllables. Hey! Marriage, funerals, benediction, and finally, pastoral care of the sick, once known as anointing of the sick, and before that, extreme unction. Notice how you get all these. Every time something changes, it's an increase of syllables, gone from extreme unction, two words, four syllables, anointing of the sick, four words, six syllables, pastoral care of the sick, five words, seven syllables. Well, anyways, here we go. We start with a rarity, three keepers in a row. I think this is the first time in this series that we actually started a segment with three straight keepers. And they are number 624, Let All Things Now Living. Nice tune. Raise the key to G, however. 625, For the Beauty of the Earth. However, you're missing a verse, that one about ear and eye. 626, Thanks Be to God by Stephen Dean. Definitely his best hymn tune. So there's our three keepers. But right after that, we have five straight scrappers. Yep. Five straight that can be deep sixed. 627, 628, 629, 630, and 631. 629, I will give the credit. It's All My Days by Dan Schutte and Glenn Murray or Jim Murray, whatever his name is. At least it's based on a Psalm 8 text. However, I'm not impressed with the tune. It's quite insipid. 632, all good gifts. Text is nice. Tune is tolerable at best. Better tune would be Wir Flügen. 633, Like a Shepherd. That one can get deep sixed. 634 and 635 aren't bad melody-wise. I Have Loved You, which I tolerate. Come to the Water, which I tolerate, in that order. I don't think we need a four-bar interlude on Come to the Water, though, after each verse. I think we could lose that. 636, 637, 638, 639, and 640 can all go. The worst two of the bunch, Lord of Glory and Isaiah 49. Oh, scrap that. Worst of the bunch. You ready for this? I'm looking at this as we speak. Your Grace is Enough by Matt Maha. Listen to this refrain. For your grace is enough. Yeah, your grace is enough. Yeah, your grace is enough. Yeah, your grace is enough for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope he's not trying to rip off the Beatles here. John Lennon and George Harrison will be rolling over in their graves, I think. 641, Canticle of Zachary by Michael Jonkus is not a bad tune at all. I mean, I understand that the music for verses 2 and 4 differ from 1, 3, and 5. However, I could see some really cool choir congregation alternations here. 642, 643, and 644 also are keepers. 642 is a new one by Grayson Warren Brown called Now That the Morning Has Broken the Darkness. Now check out the melody on this one. It actually sounds like a hymn. One suggestion, though. Raise the key maybe one more step. It's currently in F, but the melody only extends to middle line B flat. I'd be one to play it in G myself, and the top note would still only be C. Otherwise, very well written. I'm going to say this is probably Grayson's best work. 643 and 644 both carry the Benesson tune, This Day God Gives Me, and Morning Has Broken, in that order. Now, if you want a really good accompaniment, instead of the typical one chord per pulse motif, you know, that makes it sound just like Cat Stevens did it, which was fine for radio play, just not for mass, go to 179, number 179 in Worship 2. Check out the accompaniment by David Evans, probably the best organ accompaniment around to Benesson that you will find. 645 can go. 646... for a trilingual English, Spanish, Vietnamese evening ditty isn't bad at all. Keep it. 647 and 648, Abide With Me and Day Is Done, are both obvious keepers. 649, O God of Day and God of Night, and its Spanish counterpart, O Dios de Luz Oscuridad, by Pedro Rubalcava. This one is actually a definite keeper, at least judging by the melody. Both the English and Spanish-speaking communities finally have a decent tune they can share with each other. The entire patriotic section can stay. 650, This Is My Song, to the tune Finlandia. 651, America the Beautiful, we'll keep it. 652, Eternal Father Strong to Save, a.k.a. the Navy Hymn, sung to the tune Melita. 653, My Country Tis of Thee. And 654, my favorite of the bunch, God of Our Fathers. Surprise, surprise, no Star-Spangled Banner. That's okay. George Carlin once said, we have the only national anthem that mentions rockets and bombs in it. Now, here's the dreaded ritual music section. Watch this. 655, 656, 657, and 658 can all go bye-bye. 659, Baptized in Water, is fine. 660 can go. 661, You Have Put on Christ, can stay. Well, at least judging from the refrain, the verses aren't shown. 662 can go, a little too sing-songy for my liking. 663 can also go. 664, O Breathe on Me, O Breath of God, must stay. Same tune as The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. 665, River of Glory, must go. 666, 667, 668, and 669 can all go. Yeah. 670, Save Us, O Lord, is tolerable at best. It might work with a real organ accompaniment instead of guitar strums. So, given that, I'll say keep it if you have an organist who can do something with it. 671, 672, 673, and 674 can all go. 675, Remember Your Love. That one can actually stay. It's the only Damien's piece, by the way, that I will have whitelisted from this entire book. I feel a very mystical solo in the verse, with either a soft organ accompaniment or harp. And the refrain, four parts a cappella. In fact, if OCP ever wants me to write an accompaniment for Remember Your Love, I'll be more than happy to do so. For a small fee, of course. 676, 677, 678, 679, 680, and 681. Bye-bye. 682, Hear Us Now, Our God and Father, to the tune Heiferdahl, Must Stay. Same with 683, God Who Created Hearts to Love, to the tune of Lastung's Erfreuen. That's a definite keeper. 684, Wherever You Go, Must Go. Wherever you go, I shall go. Well, what if I'm going to hell? Will you still come with me? 685, When Love Is Found, to the tune of Wally Wally. That one can stay. 686, Where There Is Love by David Haas isn't all that bad. Okay, I'll give him this one. I can't blacklist all his work. Yeah, it's not a bad piece at all. However, if you have a canter for the verses, you should see to it that he or she is a soprano or tenor, as the verses reach to a high F. 687, Song of Farewell by Ernest Sands. Based in part on the In Paradisum, not great in terms of the music, but not bad. I mean, I've heard a lot worse. It's worth keeping. 688, Keep in Mind is definitely a keeper, so long as that you do not use it as a memorial acclamation. That was a big error of the 70s. 689 and 690 can both go. 691, O Loving God, Just What We Need, another hymn in the funeral section sung to the tune of Danny Boy. Of course, OCP, like everyone else, calls the tune London Derriere, not to be confused with London Derriere. Now, the real title is Heir of County Derry. The text has a commendation theme to it, so I'll say keep it for the sole reason that if someone asks for Danny Boy, they'll get this O Loving God text instead. Or maybe even the Celtic Song of Farewell from World Libraries We Celebrate books. We'll give them those instead of Danny Boy, okay? 692 and 693 can both be scrapped. 694, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, a paraphrase of the well-known commendation text of the same title with a melody that's tolerable at best. We'll keep it for now, but for a better setting, you want a really cool metrical setting? Go for the Pelequin. Blow their minds. 695, I the Lord can go. Blatant use of the Lord in the first person. It's about as bad as be still and know that I am God. Remember we mentioned this a while back. Be still and know that I am God. No, you're not. 696, Yes, I Shall Arise by Owen Allstott. I've used it before, not bad. Although I like Lucien Dice's Yes, I Shall Arise better. We'll keep it. 697, 698, and 699 can all go. 700, Dios Salutaris Hostia, is a definite keeper, even with the webtoon given. However, I would consider offering Duguet and Werner as alternates. 701, 702, and 703 can all go. 704, Be Still My Soul, is a must keep. Definitely a must keep. And then finally, Healing River of the Spirit, to the tune Beach Spring. That one we will keep. We'll end that one on a happy note. How's that? So on our next episode, we'll take on with number 706. We'll finish off the hymn section. The rest of this section, by the way, is going to be dedicated to solemnities and feasts, starting with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So that's what we'll take on next time around. And now it's time to present our musical guest today. Here is Paul Lisney.
Blessed be God, sacred halls. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Paul Lisney and his version of the Divine Praises. My decision to go with a Eucharistic theme this time around. Paul Lisney comes courtesy of Music Alley, formerly the PodSafe Music Network. www.musicalley.com. We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin. Brought to you by that new DVD craze, Snark's Gone Wild.
Hello there, Seamus here with another classical Latin hymn. This time we're going to sing Alleluia Dulce Carmen. What is it, Basso song earlier? Dulce Carmen? Well, this is Dulce Carmen. Here we go. Alleluia, Dulce Carmen, vox perenni gaudii. Alleluia, laus suavis, et choris caelestibus. Quam canu Dei immanentes in domo per saecula. Alleluia, laeta mater concinis Jerusalem. Alleluia, vox tuorum, civium gaudentium. Exules noflere cogunt Babylonis flumina. Alleluia, nomen ventur, nunc perenne salere. Alleluia, nos reatus cogitinte mittere. Tempus instar quo per acta lugeamus crimina. Unde laudamus nondo precamur, te beata trinitas. Ut tuum nobis videre, pasca de sinaitere. Quo tibi laeti canamus, alleluia pepitum.
Don't do this at church.
Well, now we have all children gather around for the Eucharistic prayer.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christus Vincit whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
Due to recent changes in my work situation, I, Brian Michael Page, am now available for weekday church work as well as weekend church work. This includes assisting at Holy Mass, whether they be funerals, weddings, or even regularly scheduled Sunday, Holy Day, or Ferial Masses, in the capacity of organist and or cantor. I would be willing to travel to any Roman Catholic Church in the Diocese of Providence, as well as Roman Catholic Churches within a reasonable drive in the Diocese of Norwich, Connecticut, Fall River, Massachusetts, Worcester, Massachusetts, or even the Archdiocese of Boston. Fees are reasonable and competitive, not to mention negotiable. Much of the music I play or sing is traditional and accompanied on the organ. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'll even be happy to become your parish's music director if you so choose. Interested parties should email me at bpage69@yahoo.com. So don't be left in the dark. Hire a snark! If you haven't done so already, we encourage you to subscribe to iSnark at iTunes. We'll have a link in the show notes, as well as on the sidebar, both of which you can find at our website at theisnark.blogspot.com. That's iSnark.blogspot.com. Also, in the show notes and on the sidebar at theisnark.blogspot.com, you will find a link to our podcast alley page. We ask but one favor, and as you please, take a minute to cast your vote for the iSnark once a month. The more votes we get, the more chaos iSnark gets to spread. So please, cast your monthly vote if you haven't already. Thank you. Finally, don't forget that our Facebook group, Fans of Christus Vincit Anywhere, has changed to Fans of the iSnark. You don't need to leave that old group to come to the new group. We brought the new group to you already. You're already there. So if you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week as we further our research on the music issues, plus all sorts of other havoc. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
iSnark is brought to you in part by Pokowska Kielbasa, our official deli meat, available at a Polish deli near you. And by Kurnit Ludwig Weissbier, our official beer. Kurnit Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincit Whitewash, our official detergent. It'll clean out your hymnals and musical sins. iSnark is copyright 2010, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.